Hi, I'm Dr. John Paul. Minister Linda and I would like to begin the second half of Life Saving Ministries program today by expressing our heartfelt thanks to all of our listening audience, and especially to Pastor Bobby Key and Nita Key for their contributions of music and support to this program. We want to encourage you, each one of you, to listen to Pastor Bobby Key here on 93.3 FM Real Talk Radio at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. each Sunday, and every Sunday as he presents a special gospel message. Listen also to Pastor Bobby Key and Nita Key's Gospel Music Hour from 2 to 3 p.m. every Sunday afternoon preceding our program. We especially want to recognize several listeners to this program, too, who contribute their regular listening support each week. We say thank you to Brother Tony Laird and Sister Marianne Laird, to Sisters Nell and Renee, to Brother Marty and Sherry, to Sister Darla Nolan. And also a special thanks goes out to Sister Christine Lackey for her outreach ministry, spreading the word about Life Saving Ministries Gospel Hour each week. There are many of you who are listening that we would love to hear from this year. Feel free to make prayer requests, to become airwave missionaries, and to also provide your tithe or donations to Life Saving Ministries by mailing your check to Life Saving Ministries, P.O. Box 2164. That's P.O. Box 2164, Tallahassee, Florida 32316. You can spread the word by asking others to join in with us and by listening each Sunday afternoon to Life Saving Ministries at 3 to 4 p.m. here on Real Talk Radio, 93.3 FM. It's the station that shares and cares about you. Feel free to Gmail us at djpd1946@gmail.com. That's Delta John Paul David 1946@gmail.com. We pray for your health and prosperity this coming new year in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now, listen to Minister Linda as she comes to bring you this special message on power, love, and a sound mind.
I'm Minister Linda here today to talk to you about power, love, and a sound mind. Last week, we talked about the three power points: the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. Today, we're going to talk about power, love, and a sound mind. And I want to talk to you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." This is required of us. We are to walk in fearlessness and boldness for Christ. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." The righteous walk in fearlessness. Psalm 36 says, "I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about." Psalm 27:3 says, "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." Psalm 91:5 says, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" Proverbs 3:24 says, "When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." Isaiah 12:2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." We must be confident in God, placing our wholehearted trust, faith, and belief, and hope in Him. It is God who gives men spiritual power. He gives men courage to rebuke sin. Micah 3:8 says, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin." Spiritual power is mightier than physical forces. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Jesus is the supreme example of God's power. Luke 4:14 says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about." The spiritual power accompanies the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The spiritual power enables men to speak with authority. Acts 4:33 says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." Spiritual power fills life with healing influences. Acts 19:11 says, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul." Acts 19:12 says, "So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them." Moral and spiritual strength is promised. In 2 Samuel 22:40, it says, "For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me." Isaiah 28:5 says, "In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people." Isaiah 28:6 says, "And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate." Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee, and yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Daniel 11:32 says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Ephesians 3:16 says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. God gives us strength and power in weakness. Psalm 8:2 says, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger." 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Hebrews 11:33 says, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouth of lions." Hebrews 11:34 says, "Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens." The spiritual love of God is unchangeable. John 13:1 says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world into the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." His love is divine. John 15:9 says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." His love is self-sacrificing. John 15:13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." His love is inseparable. Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall depart us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" His love is constraining. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we were all dead." His love was sacrificial. Galatians 2:20, which says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And the greatest love was Christ manifested love through his death. 1 John 3:16 says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Power, love, and a sound mind. Sound mind, exactly what is that? It's referring to spiritual sanity. Proverbs 12:5 says, "The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit." Mark 5:15 says, "And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid." Luke 15:17 says, "And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger." 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." This is one of the greatest verses on the power of a sound mind. We must cast down all vain imaginations, because the mind is a spiritual battlefield. 2 Timothy 1:7 once again says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and a sound mind." And Titus 2:6 says, "Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded." We cannot be double-minded. We are to be single-minded, like-minded, and Christ-like, to walk in the Spirit of the Lord. We are to stand steadfast like the tree planted by the living waters. I'd like for you right now to listen to "Stand Your Ground" by Mitchell John.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Stand your ground.
So when evil comes in like a flood,
stand your ground.
Don't let yourself be swept away.
Stand your ground.
The Lord is with you. Oh, yes. Be strong and courageous. Upon the rock of ages, he will save you. Child of God, stand your ground. Of his word,
stand your ground.
Step back and see his hand at work.
Stand your ground.
He'll lift the standard by his might.
Stand your ground.
Just be still, it's not your fight.
Stand your ground.
Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. The Lord is with you. On the rock of ages, he will save you. Child of God, stand your ground. Whoa. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. The Lord is with you. Yes, he is. Be strong and courageous. Upon the rock of ages, he will save you. Child of God, stand your ground.
We are commanded to stand our ground. In Ephesians 6:10 through 24, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel and peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. A beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord shall make known to you all things. When I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be unto the brethren in love with faith from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. I want to talk to you today about the three phases of the work of God's Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit is consistent with the callings of God in our lives. He enters the Spirit when one is born again by Him in salvation. Then He desires to fill the soul with His presence, and through our obedience to Him, He wants to control the members of the body to live in holiness. For this purification process, God's Spirit takes us through fiery trials and tribulations. It is the test trials and tribulations that birth transformation. He gives us the energy to receive them with gratefulness and rejoice in His purposes for them. Then He rewards us with the power of His fruit in and through our lives. So let's first talk about phase one of the work of God's Spirit, which is the filling. The pattern of the Spirit's ministry is in Luke 4:1-14. Jesus is described as being full of the Holy Spirit. This threefold ministry is also patterned in the disciples' lives. After the resurrection, Jesus breathed on them and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." John 20:22. After Paul's conversion, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. From the beginning, God knew of the great things Paul would suffer for Christ. See Acts 9:16-17. Paul had power because of the suffering he endured. Therefore, through him, the gospel came to the Thessalonians, not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. All believers received the Holy Spirit. See Romans 8:16. So the first phase of the work of God's Spirit is the infilling, once we have come to true salvation. Then comes the testing. Then he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. That's found in verses 1 and 2. After they received the Spirit, Jesus gave them a test. They had failed the previous one-hour waiting test in the garden. Now they were to wait in Jerusalem, Acts 1:4. In 2 Corinthians 11:24-25, it says, "Five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and day I have been in the deep." 2 Thessalonians 1:3-4 says, "These believers received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost." 1 Thessalonians 1:6. Paul praised them for patience and faith in all the persecutions and tribulations they endured. Yes, we will be tested, because it is through suffering a while that we are perfected, established, strengthened, and settled, as outlined in 1 Peter 5:10. So we have the infilling of the Holy Spirit, we have the testing of the Holy Spirit, and then we are endued, endowed, and indwelled with the holy power of the Holy Spirit. He returned in the power of the Spirit, and there went out a fame of him through all the region. After passing the test of the long upper room wait, the Spirit of God descended upon them, and they were all filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. You can find that in Acts 2:4. He says, "Wait and be still and know that I am God." He wants us to occupy until he comes. In addition, Paul willingly suffered the loss of all things in order to win Christ and have the power of Christ rest upon him. 2 Corinthians 12:9 and Philippians 3:8. Because the believers rejoiced in their sufferings, they experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. Your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. All believers are to have the power of love. And you can read further on that in Ephesians 3:18 to 12. There are three steps to gain the power of love. Remember, the filling, the testing, and the power. When we recognize that we have violated God's impossible to keep standards and cry out to him for mercy, he forgives us because of the death of Christ on the cross. He makes us children and puts his Holy Spirit within us. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, Romans 8:16. The Spirit of God then wants to transform the mind, will, and emotions to be in harmony with his holy standards. He does this by the power of God's grace given through his Spirit. We get this simply by asking for it. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke 11:13. Obeying the Holy Spirit means yielding the members of our bodies to him each day for his control. As ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members to servants to righteousness unto holiness. Romans 6:19. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Types of testings are the fiery trials of outburst of anger, grief, or lust, infirmities, reproaches, persecutions, necessities, distresses, tribulations, and temptation. To the degree that we respond to the testing with thankfulness, rejoicing, crying out, and overcoming evil with good, we will experience the power of God's Spirit. The power of God's Spirit will be evidence in his fruit, which is his love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which is self-control, Galatians 5, 22-23, the fruit of the Spirit. Progression from tribulation to the power of love is explained in Romans 5, 3-5, which says, "We glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Declare and decree, "I'm going to make it." Listen now to the three sisters sing, "I'm gonna make it." Love God's way.
Through so many dangers and toils of this life, I have already come. But he keeps on giving the grace and the strength to just keep praying.